This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A major gathering of Jewish people and their supporters continues in Denver this weekend. This week, Governor Polis spoke in support of Israel at the downtown conference. The governor acknowledged the October 7th attack by Hamas and condemned a rise in anti-Semitism nationally.
It's that same persecution and violence and that vicious cycle that's taken so many lives throughout our history, most recently in these heinous attacks.
More events at the conference, as well as more protests, are planned for this weekend. A majority of Colorado's congressional delegation voted to expel George Santos from the House of Representatives Friday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Republicans Lauren Boebert and Doug Lamborn voted against the resolution that expelled a member of Congress who has not been convicted of a crime for the first time since the Civil War. Republicans like Boebert decried the precedent that it sets as shameful and said Santos wasn't given due process. Fellow Republican Ken Buck, however, voted for expulsion, saying the House Ethics Committee's investigation was due process and that given its findings, Santos should not be a member of the House. All five Colorado Democrats also voted for the resolution. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Democratic state lawmaker is resigning just a year into her first term. Representative Ruby Dixon blamed the, quote, sensationalistic political environment. Dixon represents a strongly Democratic district in Arapahoe County. Her seat will be filled by a vacancy committee. This is CPR News in KRCC.